for my final part on this casual Sunday, what I wanted to do was expand and talk a little bit more about what I talked about last Thursday in my Scratchpad post. And this is probably going to be one of the only reoccurring features whenever I do a casual Sunday, is I'll always try to find time to talk about the post that I did in the previous week. Because it's not like I purposefully take out information, but rather, when I go back and read posts that I've just done, I'm like, oh, I could have included this and this and this and this, or I could have really talked more about this. And it's just, most of the stuff that I talk about is such a wide and deep thing that there's no way to tackle it all in one session. Like, the more and more you think about a topic, the more stuff starts popping up, and you're like, oh, but what about this? So, with that in mind, I just wanted to kind of iron out some of the finer points of the post that I did for the Scratchpad last week, which was titled, "The Cinema Comic is Ultimately Pointless." And basically, if you didn't read the post, first of all, you really should get us some more reviews and such, but if you didn't read the post, what it was basically about, I was trying to understand why most bad comics are bad. What makes them that way? And what I pointed to, as an example, was Brian Michael Bendis's New Avengers number 1, which everyone at the Scratchpad, back in the comic book panel days when we used to be the comic book panel, we universally hated this comic. Universally. We were all like, this is boring, this is crappy, just, ugh. And we actually considered dropping the comic. And then that made me think of another comic called Ultimate X-Men. And it's weird, because I like the Ultimate line, apart from a few problems, which I'll probably get to in a future Scratchpad post. And I just really didn't like Ultimate X-Men, though. So I was trying to get to why. And I noticed a commonality between these two comics. And it's that they were the kind of comics that weren't really comics. They were movies. They had all of your traditional movie action cliches. They were drawn almost as if they were shot in widescreen. There was like pyrotechnics and explosions and giant slow-mo action scenes. And I realized that in trying to fit the plot of what really should be a movie into a comic, you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. So I just wanted to expand on that concept a little bit and get to some stuff that I didn't really talk about. The first thing, I didn't really talk about if I didn't want comics to be these wide cinema epic blockbusters, what did I want them to be? And if anything, that's the one hole in my post presently as it is that you could probably argue my point with. If I don't want comics to be this way, what way do I want them to be? And let me answer you. So, I've been really reading and enjoying two series of comics lately. One is Warren Ellis's Transmetropolitan, and the other is Brian K. Vaughan's Why the Last Man. And I've just really been enjoying the crap out of these two comics. And I think I know why. It's because these two comics, I mean, sure, they have action, they're suspenseful, they have a lot of the same cinematic tropes that I was talking about. But at the same time, they're more concerned with story. They're more concerned with developing character. You really feel like both comics, in particular Why the Last Man, but still even Transmetropolitan, have a huge point to get across, and they're more microcosm character studies than they are these giant widescreen comics. And I think that's the real danger that comics are facing. You don't see many new characters being created in comics today. You don't see many people creating a set of characters, getting picked up by either of the big two comic companies, and saying, okay, we're not going to screw with your characters at all. You do what you want to do with them, and as long as you keep putting numbers on the sales charts, we won't mess around with your creations. You don't see that anymore. And yet, that's what happened with Transmetropolitan, that's what happened with Why the Last Man, that's what's been happening with Secret Six, that's what's been happening with pretty much every critically acclaimed comic you can think of. That's what happened with Gotham Central. I'm just looking at stuff from my desk at this point. Pretty much every comic on this desk has had little to no editorial interference, to my knowledge. And when you're trying to work and establish continuity and make everything a blockbuster that runs not on story, but on the coolness of, oh, Captain America's meeting Wolverine. That is awesome, man. When you're letting stories run on that, there's not really a story. You're not really invested in the characters. I mean, it brings me back to why I hated the Robin Hood movie so much. People would die, people would kiss. I wouldn't care, because we had no idea who these people were. The movie gave us no incentive to care about them. And that is why, and I'm going to get to this in the future post, I really believe that the Vertigo line of comics is the center, the soul, and the heart of DC Comics as a business, as a whole. And it's not just because I want my comics to be mature and edgy. In fact, there are a lot of Vertigo comics that I'd be comfortable with, say, a 9 or 10 year old reading. But the reason why Vertigo is so successful, it's cut off from the mainstream DCU in most cases, and creators and artists and writers are allowed to make their own story and have free reign with little to no editorial interference. So, I'd say, when Vertigo and Wildstorm are both canceled, that's when we're in serious trouble. But for now, that is the biggest think tank, the biggest center of creativity that DC has. You need creator-owned stories, not stories governed by widescreen blockbuster explosion action number 426. And that's really the crux of this argument. I hope you enjoyed reading the post. I hope you enjoyed this installment of Casual Sunday. Leave your feedback in the comments. And with that said, I have one more piece of business to take care of for Casual Sunday. And that is, like I said in the beginning, every time we do a Casual Sunday, which will be every Sunday, the Scratchpad member that's doing it gets to tag another Scratchpad member to do it. I get to choose, because I'm doing it this week, who's going to do it next week. And then that person will choose a different person. And then that person will choose a different person. So, with that in mind, it is your job, Cheddar, to do the next Casual Sunday. And I guess I'll see you next Sunday. Thanks for listening.